Welcome to Omnia Talks. I'm your host, Ryan. And this is a space where we awaken what the world tries to keep asleep. Here, we don't just think, we feel, we remember. We explore the deeper truths behind the noise of modern life. The systems, the stories, and the spiritual patterns shaping our collective awakening. Today's episode is called The War on Consciousness. It's about the silent battle happening all around us and within us, every single day. A battle for your awareness, for your focus, for your connection to the divine stillness within. So as you listen, I invite you to slow down, breathe. Let this not just be another podcast you hear, but something that you experience, because truth isn't taught, it's remembered. So without further ado, let's begin. There is a quiet war happening right now, not fought with bombs or guns, but with screens, noise, and endless scrolling. It's not a war for land or power or resources. It's a war for your consciousness, for your attention, for your awareness of who you really are. Every moment that you look away from yourself, someone else profits. Every second you are filled with distractions, something sacred goes unseen. The war on consciousness is not fought out there. It's fought in here. It's inside the mind, inside the heart. You know, we live in an age of stimulation so constant that silent feels unnatural. We check our phones every 10 minutes. That's over 96 times a day. The average human attention span has dropped from 12 seconds in 2000 to just about 8 seconds today. Shorter than a goldfish. And yet, we still wonder why peace still feels so far away. We are surrounded by notifications, news, updates, messaging. Each one whispering, look here, look now, don't miss out. But what are we missing in here while we are chasing what's out there? When our mind is overstimulated, the soul is silenced. And when the soul is silenced, the systems win. Because a distracted people do not question. A disconnected people do not awaken. Our modern world is designed, not accidentally, but intentionally, to keep us busy. Every ad, every algorithm, every piece of media is a tool of attention economics. Your data is worth billions. Your focus is the new oil. And your emotions, fear, outrage, desire are the levers that keep the machine running. You see, the average person spends about 7 hours a day on screens. That's over 100 full days a year of life lost in pixels. By the end of a lifetime, that's 22 years spent in a digital trance. So let's ask the real question. Who benefits when you stay distracted? Because it's not you, it's not your spirit, it's not your growth. The ones who benefit are the ones who depend on your unconscious consumption. Those who profit from keeping you half awake, half present, always chasing the next click, the next dopamine hit, the next illusion of meaning. Distractions is not just a mental issue. It's a spiritual disease. It serves the sacred connection between you and the source within you. It's what Jesus meant when he said, you cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Matthew 6:24. Because to serve God, to live awake in love, requires presence, stillness, and awareness. But mammon, the spirit of material obsession, thrives on distraction. It feeds on noise, comparison, and craving. It keeps you focused on what you lack instead of what you are. You see, Jesus' message was about returning to presence. The kingdom of God is within you, Luke 17:21. Not in the media, not in the noise, not in the next purchase or post or like. The kingdom, consciousness itself, lives inside of you. But to find it, you must go silent enough to hear it. You see, the ancients knew that silence was not empty. It was alive. A living current between the human and the divine. In that silence, they didn't just hear nothing. They heard everything. Mystics, prophets, and sages across every civilization, from Egypt to India, from Greece to Judea, all understood. If you want to hear the voice of God, you must quiet the voice of the world. In ancient Egypt, initiates spent years in contemplative silence before they were allowed to speak the sacred words. Before one could speak truth, they had to embody it. Neophytes entering the mystery schools of Thoth or Isis would undergo periods of absolute stillness, fasting, meditating, observing, so that the mind's chatter would dissolve, and the soul could begin to remember its own wisdom. They believed words held power, and only a silent heart could yield them with truth. In the East, this wisdom was preserved in the discipline of meditation. For hours each day, monks trained their minds to become still like water, so clear that the reflection of God could appear. In Zen, they would say, "When a pond is still, the moon can be seen." And that moon, that light, is consciousness itself. They weren't escaping the world, they were seeing through it. Because beyond the mind's chatter lies the timeless field that connects all things. The Buddhists call it sunyata, the great emptiness that is full of everything. The Hindus called it Atman, the self beyond self. It's the same essence Jesus spoke when he said, "The kingdom of God is within you." Even in the Greek mystery schools, silence was a sacred vow. Pythagoras, he required 5 years of silence before his students were even allowed to speak, because he knew speech without awareness is noise, and noise clouds truth. And then there was Jesus, who withdrew to the wilderness for 40 days. He was not escaping the world. He was tuning back into the divine frequency that the world had forgotten. He fasted not just from food, but from distractions, from the human noise that blinds the inner ear. In that desert silence, the Christ within him awakened fully, showing us that revelation comes not through more information, but through inner stillness. But today, silence is treated like a void, something awkward, something to fill. We reach for our phones when the world goes quiet. We filled our rooms with sound, our minds with content, our hearts with busyness, because somewhere deep down inside, we've grown afraid of what we might find in the quiet. You know, we fear silence because in silence, the mask falls away. The roles, the noise, the identities that we cling to, they dissolve. And beneath it all, we meet ourselves. That's where the war truly begins. Because the moment that you sit still, the programming starts to break. The conditioning starts to unravel. The illusions begin to crack. And for the first time, you see. You see how much of your life was lived on autopilot. You see how often your emotions were engineered. You see how the systems of power thrive on keeping you restless, reactive, and always searching outside of yourself. And that seeing, that awakening, is the greatest threat to any system of control. Because an awakened mind cannot be manipulated. A present heart cannot be bought, and a soul anchored in silence cannot be ruled. That's why the war on consciousness begins with distraction, and why your greatest act of rebellion is to be still. To reclaim your consciousness, you don't need to fight. You need to remember. You need to return. Return to your breath. Return to your heart. Return to the eternal awareness behind your thoughts. When Jesus went to the mountain to pray, he wasn't escaping the world. He was returning to source. He said, when you pray, Go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father, who is unseen. Matthew 6:6. That wasn't about religion. It's about entering your inner sanctuary, your consciousness, and meeting the presence that dwells there. That's what this war is really about. They want to keep you out of that room. Because once you step inside, you are free. You stop reacting, and you start creating. So how do we wake up? How do we reclaim what was stolen? It begins with awareness, with noticing how the noise affects your energy, with asking, why am I reaching for my phone right now? What am I trying not to feel? Then, choose silence. Even if it's just 5 minutes a day, turn everything off. Breathe. Listen. The moment you become present, the war loses power, because awareness dissolves illusion, and presence is the language of God. The mind screams, but the soul whispers. And in that whisper, you'll find everything that you have been looking for. Thank you for tuning into Omnia Talks. If this message spoke to you, something deep within you, let it move through you, because awakening isn't about knowing more. It's about feeling more. It's about returning to love, to awareness, to the eternal silence that Jesus pointed us towards. So this week, take a moment to be still. Put down the phone. Step outside. Listen to the quiet pulse of life that's always been there, waiting for you, because the war on consciousness ends the moment you remember you are consciousness itself. Infinite, whole, awake. Until next time, I'm Ryan, and this is Omnia Talks. Stay present, stay awake, and stay love. Thank you guys once again for tuning in. I appreciate you guys coming back week out over week. If you like this, share it with somebody that you think is going to resonate with this message. And yeah, I will catch you guys on the next episode. Thank you so much, and have a great day.